What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for Osimo.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Friday, November 19th. I thought it was the 19th. I almost said the 18th. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Only place you get updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. Please let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders. And finally, shout out to No House Advantage for being the presenting sponsor of this video. Use the promo code Osimo when signing up to get up to a $25 bonus on your first deposit. Now we're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Anthony Davis, Nikola Jokic, De'Aaron Fox, Cade Cunningham, and Pascal Siakam on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. Staying with the Raptors, number five, Scotty Barnes, small forward, power forward, eligible, 6,800, projected for 37. The goal is 44. He's in the optimal lineup 20% of the time. Barnes is going to see a little bit of a bump with no OG Anunoby, and he's going to play monstrous minutes in a competitive game. I got him in for 37 minutes, right at a fantasy point per minute, 21% usage, 17-10 as a baseline. So we're talking about a double-double for the rookie. 3.5 assists, a stock and a half. Big time pace up spot as well against Sacramento. They gained 2.4 possessions over their average. So with no OG Anunoby, the minutes are here. I mean, 40 is not crazy for the Raptors when the game is competitive. They tend to run pretty tight rotations. They are on a back-to-back, which is interesting. Don't think it matters in this case. I'm going to Scotty Barnes. Next up at number four, I'm taking a look at Isaiah Stewart. He is power forward only, which is interesting take for the starting center for the Pistons. He's 5K, projected for 29. The goal is 36. He's in the optimal lineup 20% of the time. I gave him 28 minutes. He could see 29, 30 in a competitive game so long as he stays out of foul trouble. This isn't a usage spot, but he is a fantasy point per minute guy. 9.9 points, 9.7 rebounds. So let's round it up. 10 and 10, double-double out of the gate, an assist, 2.5 stocks, and again, a pace-up spot against Golden State. They gained 2 possessions over their average. We saw Ed Davis dominate the boards against Golden State yesterday. There's no real reason that Isaiah Stewart can't do the same thing. Worked out well yesterday, doing it again today. Number three, Fred VanVleet, point guard eligible, 8,400, projected for 44. The goal is 51. He's in the optimal lineup 21% of the time. Sees a big usage bump with no OG Anunoby on the floor, at least for this season, but sees it just in general. I got him at 24% usage. You can see it even slightly higher. 39 minutes. I mean, we're talking about a guy that in competitive games is, generally speaking, good for 38 to 40. I feel comfortable at 39. 20.5 points, 7 assists, 6.5 boards, 2.5 stocks. Same matchup as Scotty Barnes and Pascal Siakam. That's why you see these guys in the top 10. You're not worried about Sacramento defensively, and you're happy to get the extra possessions. 2.5, in fact. So we're talking about an extra, I don't know, 1.5, somewhere in that neighborhood for Fred VanVleet. That looks pretty good to me. Shooting guard, small forward, eligible Josh Hart is in at number two. 5,200, projected for 30. The goal is 37. He's in the optimal lineup 24% of the time. This is the guy that's playing monstrous minutes. I got him in for 34. If I was going to go any direction, 35 or 36 would be the more likely scenario. 0.87 fantasy points per minute. He's doing a little bit of everything. 12 points, 8.5 boards, 3 assists, a steal. Pace up spot for the Pelicans against the Clippers. They gain 1.8 possessions. Clippers are walking wounded as well. So it's a pretty good spot, honestly, for the New Orleans Pelicans. Plus, you have the ability to roster Hart at shooting guard and small forward. The gap there, like being able to cross over into guard and forward spots, it's not as important as it is on DraftKings where you get the extra guard and forward spots. But it's still incredibly important to have two different places that you can be rostered. And that's what's pushing Josh Hart up here. He looks great. Given his minutes, he looks great at 5,200. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder, please hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, only place you get updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. And we're knocking on the door of 20,000 followers, which is pretty exciting. Comment section, I want to know who you're looking at today. Favorites, least favorites, what am I missing for today? And one last time, go check out No House Advantage, the presenting sponsor of this video. Number one today, pretty easily, Jalen Brunson, point guard, shooting guard eligible, 6,500, projected for 39. The goal is 42.5. He's in the optimal lineup 31% of the time. He's going to play 35, 36 minutes, 1.1 fantasy points per minute with no Luka Doncic on the floor, 24% usage, 18, 9, and 6. We're rounding up a little bit. Call it 18, 8.7, and 5.8 if you really want to be technical. Maybe a steal. Actually, a pace up spot against Phoenix, which you wouldn't really expect. 1.7 possessions over their average. Look, they haven't really changed the price on Brunson, and he's a very, very different player when Luka is not out there. Soaks up just a little bit more of everything. Jalen Brunson is your number one contender today. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Friday, November 19th. DraftKings version of this video is around here somewhere. Check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Tune in to Live Before Lock from 6 till 7:30. I will be on breaking it all down as we lead up to lock. Good luck. Win some money. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be back again on Monday with another edition of The Contenders.